Hello, my name is Marlies Pullman. Our project team's poster is entitled Carriad Impact, and it reports the interim outcomes of a 12-month project which commenced in May this year. It's about accelerating the impact of the Carriad intervention. The Carriad intervention is to train lay or unpaid carers, meaning family and friends, to be able to give as needed injectable medicines for common breakthrough symptoms in people wishing to be at home when they die. Why is that important? In the UK, most people wish to die at home, and timely symptom control is crucial. When people are too poorly to swallow their usual top-up medicines, injections might be needed, and this usually means a doctor or nurse need to travel to the home to administer these, and the wait can be distressing. Our NIHR-funded Carriad feasibility RCT explored the intervention, and the findings informed urgent All Wales policy development at the start of the pandemic. Rapid implementation in North Wales followed, and data shows excellent safety and clinical outcomes, including timely symptom control and carer empowerment. However, many healthcare professionals remain cautious, and the intervention is spreading slowly in the UK. The aim of our project is to accelerate the impact of the intervention to ensure that more people across the UK who are suitable and could benefit from it are offered it. Our methods are in two parts. One, collaboration and co-production with carers. And the main finding so far is that we have successfully convened the North Wales Carriad Carers Group, and we continue to gain key learning to guide future improvements. The second part is to improve system support for the intervention, and the main finding so far is that a future NHS workspace has been launched. This contains all the policies and supporting packages in use in the UK, as well as frequently asked questions and the legal framework. This supports the work of the National Community of Practice of Healthcare Professionals. Carers in most areas of the UK do not have the option to consider this type of care for a dying loved one at home. Extending the reach of the intervention across the UK will ensure more people can benefit. The intervention can therefore be viewed as transformative, aimed at reframing carer roles for those dying at home, supporting a sustainable shift away from the medicalisation of the end of life. Thank you.